This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Here in Perik Kimmel, for Ulam. So he spoke over here about the din, depending on what each person's tachlis is, what each person's circumstances is, and all the different variety of issues that determine what'll be tachlis, the particular schar and einish per person. But Ulami says, min ha'sheresh hazeh yoytze oid anaf echad b'inyan ha'isurim b'inyan ha'isurim. So Ramchal says there's another union of Yisurim, and that is Yisurim of Isairis. So we have now three different categories of understanding Yisurim. One is that that's Gufa de Avodas Adam. So Pliny is born and one of the things he meant to accomplish is, despite Yisurim, he's Isaac in Torah, he's Isaac in Avoda, he does this, he does that. That has to do with Mazel, that has to do with the Etzem Sheirish of that person's Avoda, and so on. That's one category. A second category is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim as an Einish, and that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment as to where the appropriate Einish is, this world, the other world, and so on. And finally, there are Yisurim that are as a prompt. And Ramchal explains this, because it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be memarikos with Yisurim, but that's the least preferable way to go with it, because that means, in a certain sense, we're passive. I didn't do what was right, and I never did tshuva on that. I never turned around, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me to the cleaners and was memarik. That's not lechatchila, because the reason not lechatchila is because there's no avodas adam. Lechatchila is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do what's right and to be oivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of my own will. So maximum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no oira person. Now, this type of Yisurim is clearly it is clearly delineated in the Torah, in the case of two places. First of all, the whole din of Tainius, Kevalech, Hatzar, Tzair, and so on, all the halachas that include Shuist, Kiyashayfa, Shuist, and so on, all the halachas of Hilchas Tainius are, we take the Yisurim HaKadosh bringing us and understand it in terms of as a ha'ara, as a seiris for doing tshuva. One, two, the whole parish in itself, Batzar Lecha Metzeucha, is the clearest parasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing Yisurim in order to be Me'ir the Adam to do tshuva and what's right. So those are the types of inyanim that the Torah. So now we have three different categories for Yisurim. That's why it's so difficult. You can't just pull out a pasuk and say, well, this is the reason why it's coming. That's one possibility. Another possibility is, this, it's tough, and we're meant to work despite that. It's an Isayat. Another possibility is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given up on us doing what's right, and he's just going to b'matayros b'marikos. No one has, unless he's told why, no one has an idea which one of these categories. Okay. Va v'tzar sheteida shegvul nitel marshia ad matay yanichu sheyia marshia v'hoil pirasi ra. Ukshegilos agvul hinelam tino chlal v'shamim pe adama. V'hu ma shekor chachamina zal milu hasa. So this is a yisoy that the Ramchal says in other places as follows. The difference between Toiv and Ra in this world are equal. The Zelu Mazeh Bar Lakim, the Toiv and the Ra in this world are meant to be in a certain equilibrium. And whatever you'll find on one side, you'll find another side. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi for Klal Yisrael, Bilam was a Navi for Umos Olam. There is no there is no difference per se. There's one difference. And the only difference is that Ra is limited. There will come a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the whistle and Ra is over with. So the only difference between Toiv and Ra is not Basher Husham, but in the concept of a gvul. The reason for it is, let's try to understand some sort of havana in it, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as an expression of Tuvoy Yisbarach, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, so that means the mida of Toiv in the world comes from the same Sheirish as HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Meitiv, which is infinite. So this world has in itself infinite Toiv, which means it doesn't come to an end. There's no reason for it to come to an end. Ra was created as a necessary means for some reason. Either because Toiv is not defined without Ra, or because without Ra it's not possible to earn your own way, you can give different explanations to explain why. But the point is, Ra is only a chetimtza for something. By definition, a chetimtza is limited. You don't have a bleak vul on a chetimtza, just by definition. If A is there for B, so that already puts a limit on A. So the Ra in the world is limited, and that's why all the koiches of Ra that arose, whether it's Hitler or Stalin or whatever, those kochos don't last. There comes a day and they just evaporate. They're gone. Because their whole metzias is hechatim tzedek, the Chazal say it by Paroi, by Yosef. It says vayim miked shasayim yamim. It was at the end of shasayim yamim. So Chazal shtel to a pasuk of kates som lechayshach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kates for chayshach. What a Chazal adding over here by adding Kate some lechayshach. What? I mean, yeah, the pasuk is very miketz. It was at the end of 2 years. Well, I mean, how is this medrash in any way helping us? It was a dark tkufa for Yosef, correct? It came to an end. It's correct. And now very miketz, and it does say kate some lechayshach. But does that, pardon the pun, shed any light on the miketz? And the answer is it does. Now I'll explain to you why. In Lashon Kodesh, there are words that express a natural end. Tam. Lamashal tam means ki tam, tamo ofes kasef, it's gone. We finished all of the tvua, like it says over this. Tam, kola. Both of these are expressions of something coming to its own end. Miketz is like the word kotz ktsitsa, which means to chop something from the outside. it means to impose a limit on something. When you know, when they speak in modern Hebrew about the, you know, there was tzitzot b'taktziv, means they cut. This was meant to be given to you, but they cut. So cutting is something that is an outside pe'ula that puts an artificial limitation on that puts artificial limitation on something. Keit sam l'choshech means choshech and avoid does not seem to us like it has an end to it. In other words, when I say I'm missing something, so I don't have it. When will I stop be missing this or that? It doesn't seem to us reasonable that there would be stopping, because tachlis, it means that, you know, something is come to an end, and that's it. Why? Darkness and absence and void don't have an end. The answer is no. In the Bria, choshech is an unnatural phenomena, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it in for a reason, and then he cuts it. So Chazal are emphasizing the word Vayhi Mikech Asayim Yomim. I mean, Yosef got into trouble with his master and was dumped off over there. There's no mitzad that there's no reason for his jail sentence to end. In Mitzrayim, it wasn't you're innocent, proven guilty. You're in jail till there's a reason to take you out. You know, it's the other way around. He's gone. We don't want him in, out. But since this is the beginning of Choshech, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kitzvah to Choshech. And that's why the word Miketz, Chazal are being medayik, the word Miketz, why the word Miketz appears over there. So, over here also, he says there is a mahalach of Milui Hasah. There's a certain gvul. In other words, we're allowing you to get to this point. There's no point. Once you get to a certain point of no return, then there's no point in keeping you going anymore. Until that point, Ra can keep going. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially wants Ra to destroy itself. Ach, kishyegi lo yisagvul, v'yegi lavadin v'yoyved, v'inos yechraf Hashem boiv tivlof shoya shushvadbo. There's another nekud over here in this Ra. Ra, by definition, is lacking in tov and in chiyus, and it doesn't have a kiyum in itself. Since we're in the Magefa Kufa, it's one of the interesting facts, and once you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. A plague that is too deadly does not last. In other words, if it kills many people that it contacts, the vast majority, and it kills them quickly, then the plague is gone very quickly, because it eats itself up. It killed all its hosts. It never had a chance to spread. And so the actual virulence of the virus destroys it. The quote-unquote ideal, in the sense, long-lasting and problematic virus is the one that leaves a fair percentage of its victims not calmed, and it takes a while for those who get harmed. So we get this the ability for it to keep sustaining itself. Ra be'etzem has no raison d'etre. It has no shoresh for it to exist. It only exists as a parasite to the toiv. So at some point, it just finishes and evaporates. To me, and I always say it over one of the times I lived through it, you know, when you learn Tanakh L'mashal, so it says Bavel was a very, very, very strong power, At the end of 70 years, Belshazzar had a party. He saw a hand on the wall, and it says, Akash Baruch Hu weighed, and so on. Takhtataki, meaning Parsi, Akash Baruch Hu weighed and decided to enter it. It says, that night he was killed, and that was it. It seems so not real. How could something so powerful, so strong, just disappear in one night? So we were zeicha to see communism, and people don't appreciate how powerful, all-encompassing, and didn't seem to ever be able to finish. Why would communism disappear when the vast majority of humanity were communists? They had the huge amount of territory between Russia and China and Eastern Europe, and they had this all-powerful police, and b'chulu, 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 b'chulu. And one night, just woke up the next morning, and it wasn't there anymore. It's even hard to explain today, like, what exactly happened. So, yes, in Russia, the grip loosened a bit, and then one day somebody tried to break down the Berlin Wall, the instructions were wrong, then everybody broke it down, then everybody crossed over, and then it was gone. And it just doesn't really make sense. The answer is, it's a b'chinas keitz. So Ramchal says over here, Choshech has gevulos. Choshech and Ra has gevulos in the Bria, like Akash Baruch Hu put. And once that gevul is reached, so one explanation we gave is we have no reason to continue it. A deeper explanation is, once Ra becomes too much, it disappears. It's like a choila. If the disease kills him, if the disease doesn't allow him to manufacture any more food or bring air to the cells, then it bimela kills the parasites as well. So when Ra gets to a certain point, mitzad the mitzias of Ra, it no longer can sustain itself. Ra needs to feed off Tov. And if it can't do that, it's gone. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And you say this starts 10 o'clock.